Afrobeat was pioneered by Nigeria's Fela Kuti in the late 1960s, but one of its centers is now in Brooklyn. Get ready to rumble. This is music from Antibalas and their new album, Foo Chronicles. Joining us from our studios in New York are the co-founders of the group, Duke Amayo. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
And Martine Perna, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you.
Duke Amayo, let me turn to you first. The title of this album is Foo Chronicles. I mean, that's a reference to Kung Fu. What's the connection?
Yeah, it's actually the connection of my teachings from my since I was a kid. I was always studying martial arts. Mm-hmm. And Kung Fu was very central in everything I did. And so when I started playing music, I couldn't imagine not having Kung Fu as part of that training. But then I wanted to now figure out a way to bring it all together. So this album was the first chapter in where Kung Fu meets Afrobeat, you know. Translation. Like when I practice or when I'm doing my rhythmic punching, like when I'm hitting the punching bag, I can hit jab, jab, hook, jab, 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 hook, jab. So I put all my combinations in a rhythmic form.
Do I have this right? You opened a dojo, a martial arts space?
Yeah, in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, in pre-gentrified Williamsburg. It was the only place you could find a space that you could, you know, do the kind of martial arts I was doing and the art that I was doing as a fashion designer. So I had the space to explore, you know, that combination of my martial arts, and then the music part was sort of kind of how I would present my clothing, you know, using Nigerian drummers.
Yeah, once we made the connection, Gabe Roth, who's the founder of Daptone Records, we were operating in Midtown Manhattan, but lived in Williamsburg, and went out for a walk one Sunday afternoon trying to find this dojo that had Nigerian drummers. So the band was already up and running. We were like, let's let this Nigerian guy who has these awesome fashion shows know about our music, and just knocked on his door. And opened up, and we met. And I think, you were a little suspicious of the music we were making at first, but we invited you to come around, and then there was one day a couple months later where we needed an emergency percussionist. So I called up Amayo, and I was like, hey, can you fill in? We're in a jam. And that was, the rest was history.
I've never heard that phrase before, emergency percussionist.
Yeah.
But only in Brooklyn.
Only in Brooklyn. I started calling myself a gentrifier because you as an artist, you are the gatekeeper. You gentrify the space with your coolness, your ideas, right? And then that opens the door to...
It's built on the money. The people without cool ideas build on the backs of the people. Absolutely. The people with a lot of money and no ideas build on the backs of the people with ideas and no money. And that's how gentrification happens.
Well, with that cheery note that I'm sure no doubt will include many of our listeners, let's listen to your song, Fist of Flowers. What accounts, Martine Perna, for the endurance of Afrobeat, do you think?
It's a timeless music in the sense that it's based on clave, this West African rhythmic concept that's not one particular rhythm, but it's a sensibility, almost like the poles of a magnet or a battery that has a positive and a negative end. And when you put those two together and weave it into any style of music, it gives it this impression, a feeling of perpetual motion. And even if you listen to stuff that's right on the radio right now, trap music, there's clave in it, and that's why it pops.
An African proverb says, the truth and the morning becomes daylight with time. M-T-T-T. Mother talker. Tick-tock. Tick-tock, tick. Everybody.
Tick-tock, tick.
Gogbo aye.
Tick-tock, tick.
I heard about the band just a little bit before seeing your album cover. And so let me ask you about it, Duca Mayo, this cover that you've created for Foo Chronicles. There's a mother with a baby. It looks like the Statue of Liberty standing over what would be the New York cityscape, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, these are all imagery and symbolisms, things that and representation of people in my life and my friends.
The city also, the things that are promoted, it's like the group from the beginnings has always been a utopian project, how things can be. What could be going on inside a skyscraper besides people just eliminating jobs and making carbon, you know? And so that's what was exciting about it. And part of the aesthetics representing these utopian visions of the group.
And craftsmanship, you know? Illustrations I did by hand, you know, like the old way of doing illustrations, you know? It's a disappearing, you know, trade, so.
Yeah. Probably the newest piece of equipment that we used to make the record was like from 1978,
you know? Wow, what is that piece of equipment, by the way?
Probably a microphone or something. But the tape machines we were using were analog tape from 1969, an old 70s mixing board. Horn is from 1952. You know, as Amayo said, not just the album cover, but everything that we do is built by hand.
Duca Mayo, Martin Perna from Antibalos, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.